Well, it's official. The first shutdown in nearly two decades. The government, after all the tug of war over funding the Affordable Care Act. Hi, everybody. Welcome to America Tonight. I always say it's about the water cooler buzz, and this is what everybody's talking about. We've known this was most likely going to happen, and now it's a question of how does it affect us as a nation, and how does it affect you individually? I've said this many, many times on the show, and without a doubt, let me clarify it right from the top. To me, the biggest, scariest monster in the room is the one that looms over Congress, this deadbeat Congress. And what it is the debt ceiling. Because if the debt ceiling isn't lifted and we are a cash-only country, oh, you're going to feel it. And I know there are some people that say, well, let it happen. Don't push up that debt ceiling. Crash through that. Bang your head on the ceiling. Because we keep doing the same things. But that would be a disaster of epic proportions. The D.C. malfunction and dysfunction is so over the top. Where do we begin? Because Congress doesn't act, doesn't okay a spending deal, it doesn't matter because in the sense of the Obamacare exchanges, because they're still going to be people that enroll. They're still going to kick in. The only silver lining in this whole thing is, thank goodness, the military is going to get paid. How can you have guys crawling around in horrid conditions in what makes up for front lines in Afghanistan and not get paid? I mean, just the military in general, you cannot have that happen. I feel sorry for you if you planned a trip to go see a national monument or a park, because it's not going to happen. There's not going to be staff there. Non-essential staff won't be working. And you could say, well, I wasn't planning on going to a national park. But think about what a national park is or a national monument is. It doesn't mean pitching a tent somewhere in Yosemite. Well, it could mean that. But it's not just there. We're talking about monuments that people go and see, like the Statue of Liberty, like Independence Hall, like Alcatraz Island near San Francisco. Do I need to go on? The Smithsonian in D.C. There are people from other countries that have planned trips, and these are some of the places they want to see, especially the Statue of Liberty and even Independence Hall, but they won't be able to see it because nobody's working. It's closed. So there'll be lots of tourists, like I said, from all over the world. They're going to be affected because they're not thinking, oh, this is, we know there might be a government shutdown. They're not even thinking about that. National park employees will be affected. There's about 21,000 of those. They're going to be furloughed. There's going to be a lot of people that are going to be furloughed. Maybe you're getting furloughed. If you fall into that category, please call. I want to hear from you at 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. So while the stress continues to bear down on D.C., what personal effect, if any, does this have on you? Now, I said if you're working for the government, of course it has an effect. If you're a non-essential employee, which there are a lot of people that would fall into that category, and that's why I said if you do fall into that category, please call. I want to know what you're doing. Do you just not worry about it and you don't start adding up, how many days is this going to be, and How long can I afford to go without pay? And then, there's probably going to be a sequester again this time. This year, there's going to be another sequester coming up. And I'm going to have to deal with that by, the following summer of 2014. So was this shutdown totally necessary? There are some that say, no, it's not necessary. There is no reason for this maneuver. Who really wins in the end? In fact, former Senate Majority Whip Trent Lott, I saw him on the tube somewhere today. I can't remember where. I want to say he was on Fox. And he said that trying to pass something such as a repeal on taxes on medical devices is not serving them well, because then ultimately it ends to rejection, and tying it to a spending bill is not a successful way to do this. The one thing that Lott said that I agree with, the way he sums it up, is live to fight another day. This battle is going to be going on in October, November, and December. I don't think we had to have a shutdown. It's totally unnecessary, and I agree. It's unwise for this time to have this happen. That it's not, it, the timing is not a good idea, because it's not going to do anything. It's not going to lead to the defunding of Obamacare anyway, and it's not helping the cause. So why bother? Really, why bother? Because it's not going to ultimately, it's not ultimately going to solve the problems of Obamacare. There are other ways to skin a cat. There are other ways to do that. You might disagree, or you might agree. And I'm going to give the numbers again. 855-266-5283, 855-266-KATE, or send me an email at americatonight.net, americatonight.net. Coming up on this hour, we're going to introduce you to Dr. Elaine George. She's a practicing physician who has plenty to say about the fact that there should be medicine for all. That Obamacare was conveniently set up to ultimately starve the beast, is what she called it, and talked about that it's been a slow drip. And there are things that she's got to do, like ask questions of people that she thinks are wrong, where they're fishing around. Like, do you have a gun? Do you want to harm yourself? All that kind of stuff. She's saying that lots of people are using money and just paying cash instead of using insurance because it's cheaper. And she says it affects the doctor-patient relationship. So Dr. George coming up at the bottom of the hour. Also, it's about the numbers. So we have numbers, not even related to this whole government shutdown thing, but we have numbers when it comes to a lot of other things that are popping around the country, and we'll go through that segment that's based on numbers. We can count. Get it? It's pretty easy. So we'll bring that up too. We didn't put this one in, but a man married a fiance after getting 53 years for murder. I just have to question that decision to marry a man who's going to jail for really the rest of his life, right? Or most likely. What are you thinking? Might be a good time to walk the other way. Hang with us.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for... Heart and Body Extract.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. September 30th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,334.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,382.78, $691.39 for a half ounce, or $345.69 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,382.78, $691.39, and $345.69.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
It is embarrassing that these people who are elected to represent the country are representing the Tea Party, the anarchists of the country. All this stuff they keep sending over here, they are so fixated on embarrassing our president, the president of the United States. They think an election's coming this November. It happened last November. This is an unnecessary blow to America, to the economy.
How many...
middle class, everyone.
Do you stand with your country? Do you stand for your country? Or do you want to take it down this evening? The American people in the greatest land, the greatest country in the world, deserve to have their government open.
All right, a lot of hot opinions on this one. Government open, government closed, but it is no longer open for debate. A couple of Democrats there. Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, you heard him, the obvious voice in the beginning. And a fired up Congressman John Larson, a Democrat from Connecticut, talking about keeping the government open. And so far, very few Republicans are actually commenting on the situation right now, and part of that is some of the infighting between the groups. Remember, the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, did not want to see this happen, and he wasn't the only one. So there was a lot of in-party bickering with the Republicans, but this is where we're at right now. The crossroads are right here. So which side of the fork are we taking next, the right or the left? There's the question. 855-266-5283. Joe in Michigan, hello. Thanks for the call. What do you think?
Well, Kate, I'll be honest with you. I think the Republicans are doing it for the wrong reason, but the reason is we're spending money that we don't have.
Mm-hmm.
And the bottom line is, if we continue to raise the debt ceiling, we devalue the dollar, and the working man now has to work harder for what he's trying to live on.
Yeah, I agree with you. The debt ceiling, the whole thing with the debt ceiling is a disaster. I mean, not, you know, this is the beginning step, this whole shutdown thing. But that deadline is I think, October 17th, and that'll really tank us all, Joe. I mean, it'll, like you say, you said it perfectly. It's the working guy, it's that middle-class guy that now is lost in all of this, that how much more can you possibly work? I know people that are working to the bone, that are working two and three jobs.
What I make right now, I make a couple dollars less than I did 15 years ago.
Oh.
And doing the same job, and my standard of living has went down.
Yeah, how is that? That doesn't seem right. It should be the opposite. What happened to the days of you keep doing a good job, and you get the gold watch and the party at the end, and everything's okay? Those days are gone.
And the biggest thing with the Obamacare is it's like going out and buying a brand new car, and we have a blank check. So at my house, they come home and we file bankruptcy, we lose our house, but our government, we just print more money, and we spend more money, and we obligate ourselves to more things that we can't afford.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's when you get lectured by your government about what you should be doing, and, geez, everybody has to sacrifice, but they're doing the complete opposite. Joe, you were a great caller. Call us again. So you heard what Joe said. He's making a couple dollars less than he made 15 years ago, and Joe's story is very familiar. He's not the only one. Now, I have a theory on this, that when you're super young, you think, well, I'm going to get there, too. But the I'm going to get there, too, the road leading to, meaning you're going to make a lot of money, and then you're going to pay it forward. You're going to pick some charities. You're going to help some people, but you're going to be living well, and you're going to be feeling good about that. But that road to get there is closing off. There are a lot of roadblocks. And it goes back to, unfortunately, it does go back to what the government is heaping on us. And it's not Republican rhetoric or Tea Party rhetoric or any of that. You can go on the websites and read for yourself, meaning the government websites, and try to figure out what's going to happen with your health care, because people are finding that they're shocked by what's happening. I mean, this was forewarned, and certainly here on America Tonight, we talked to lots of Democrats and lots of Republicans. You know, we gave you both sides of this story. I say this all the time. I don't care if you're right of right or left of left. Let's have a conversation. Show us the way if there's a better way. But there's not a better way. It doesn't seem to be a better way. It's just more of the same. And unfortunately, it is really the middle class that is bearing the brunt of it because of the premiums that are in some cases tripling or a little bit more, and what the deductibles are for Obamacare. So on top of what's happened with the economy and the rates for the worker, the average worker, what's happened there, coupled with what's happening with health care, we really are at the precipice of this whole thing of, geez, which way do I go? There really are a lot of people that are opting for going to the family doctor that hopefully they have a relationship with and know, and say, hey, look, man, my little girl's sick, and, you know, it's looking like it's going to be that same thing. We need penicillin or whatever. And they cut a deal, and they just pay cash. They just pay cash for an X-ray, for a prescription, for a visit. Meaning it's cheaper than trying to rely on the insurance, because then I'm stuck and I'm going to have to get this insurance I can't afford. And that is so scary. It shouldn't be that way. The last thing is, I mean, aren't we supposed to be living la vida loca? Isn't it, aren't we on the road? Aren't we supposed to all be putting ourselves on that road to happiness? How about the road to survival? Forget all the other things, the hocus pocus, the magical thinking of so many. How about survival? Just to the point where we're surviving. And it's really not fear-mongering. It's really what we're seeing from a lot of people. It just takes that one illness, that one job loss, something to set people on the wrong, going down the wrong path where they were fine before. And with Obamacare, for a lot of people, they're going to find themselves in this position with kids especially, and, you know, their own illnesses. And so many people, so many of us, really, all of us, could be one step away from that disaster. Just one step away. Mm. And I'll tell you who's going to really show you what that's about. A doctor, Dr. Elaine George from Project 21, who practices and has practiced since 2001 and talks about just how difficult it is. Because, you know, this is a doctor who wants to do the doctor thing, meaning wanting to help people. I want to help people. I want to feel good about it, treat some patients, figure out what's wrong with them. Now it's figuring out, how do I get my money that I'm owed and get the insurance that my patient needs for a certain kind of drug? Or we have to opt for a different kind of treatment. Well, here's the best treatment you could get, but we can't get that for you any longer. And that's ridiculous, because that's no longer practicing medicine. Now you're splitting the baby in half. Oof. And then you see that you've got Kathleen Sebelius saying, we're about to make some history. We're about to make some history. Health and Human Services Director. She's about to make some history by some very upset people who have no clue what the affordable health care law is going to do to them. And the cornerstone of this whole thing is these new marketplaces, these exchanges, rolling out the exchanges. And what are the exchanges going to look like in the end? So no agreement on the spending bill. It doesn't matter, because the Affordable Health Care Act is still going to roll out. The new exchanges open at 8 a.m. in most states on Tuesday. And it'll be the consumer's first crack at comparing their options in their state based on their circumstances, if the exchanges work as they're supposed to work. And that's the big question. Will this healthcare rollout be smooth or bumpy? If it's botched, the Republicans, let's face it, will give themselves a high five, at least like Senator Ted Cruz. If not, they'll be kicking themselves. I think it'll be bumpy. Stay with us. Dr. George next.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Gardener.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Turn your food waste into fertilizer. That's right. Turn your food waste into fertilizer with the Bokashi Kits from Terraganics.com. Stop breaking your back turning those big piles of food waste and stop attracting a bunch of unwanted pests and flies. Recycle your leftover vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, bread, pizza crusts, and more with no foul smells, heavy lifting, or turning. It's easy. Finally, a way to recycle all of your food waste safely and effectively. Bokashi Kits turn food waste into fertilizer in as fast as 2 weeks, so it takes less time to create nutrient-rich humus for your garden or crops. No turning and no obnoxious odors. Recycle all your food wastes. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. See the Bokashi system and order your Bokashi kit online at Terraganics.com. Spelled Terraganix.com. Terraganics.com. Or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Available only at HempUSA.org. It's the first aid stick, and it's a must-have in any medical kit. With fast, chemical-free healing, the first aid stick stops bleeding, kills bacteria, is great for acne, insect bites, minor cuts and abrasions, will last for years, and is just $11.95. Everyone needs the first aid stick in their emergency kit. Call 888-910-4367. 888-910-4367. The first aid stick, only at HempUSA.org. You've thought about it for years. Well, the time is now. You need a secret bunker, and you need it deep and strong. Atlas Survival Shelters should be your first and only choice. The experts at Atlas can help you choose a shelter that has all the comforts of your home and is 11 times stronger than square box shelters. Call Atlas at 1-855-4-BUNKERS. 1-855-4-BUNKERS. Or visit iwantthatbunker.com. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
The legend of the phoenix, all ends with beginnings. What keeps the planet spinning? The force in the beginning. Look.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Boy, we've been peppered with questions in our mailbag about this and people calling up too as well. Lots of confusion over what the affordable health care is, a.k.a. Obamacare, and signing up and the enrollment period. And so far I've met one person who understands and probably about 100 people who don't understand. So that's not too good. Dr. Elena George from Project 21 joins us now to talk about that, speaking out about the beginning of the Obamacare enrollment period. Dr. George, thanks for joining us on America Tonight.
Thank you very much. It's good to be here.
So there is a lot of confusion about this enrollment. First of all, from what I understand, there's 36 health care exchanges, but what about the other states? Who qualifies? What does it all mean? Would you say they've done a poor job of getting information out about how it specifically affects individuals in this country?
I think they have. I think that I would say probably purposefully not been very forthcoming, because when people learn how this thing is rolling out and what the real costs are, they're really going to be very anti-Obamacare.
Yeah, I agree with you there. I think when they understand the cost, and some people are already seeing that because their premiums, they're getting notifications that their premiums in some case, Dr. George, have gone up from, let's say, $280 to almost $900, and it doesn't make any sense for people who belong to unions and other people depending on the industry or the company that they work for. So in many cases, what's very strange about this, and it has, let's put the politics aside, push that aside for a second, is it really even affordable for most people?
It actually isn't. What people need to understand is there is a difference between having health insurance and getting quality health care. They're actually not the same. It was sold in, you know, given the mindset that as long as you have coverage, you can have anything you want and it would be free. It's not the case. You'll have to pay $2,000 out of pocket in deductibles under Obamacare's bronze plan. That's on top of the $15,000 estimated premium for an individual and $21,000 or more for a family of four. Now, most people who are working, maybe two jobs, maybe two parents working in a household, that's a lot of money that you're going to have to pay before your insurance kicks in. And then after you've covered your $2,000, then it's going to be 60% paid by the insurance plan and 40% by you. So, you know, coming from someone who's young and healthy, who's paying maybe $75, maybe $80 a month, that's going to double maybe to almost $200 or $300 a month, and someone who's not paying anything at all and is going to have it taken out of their paycheck, where that could be used for other things that they need to subsist on, that's actually a tall order, especially if you're healthy.
Yeah, no kidding about that. And that's it. So if you're healthy, you don't understand why am I getting, you would feel like you're being penalized. The other thing is, and I thought this initially was a good thing, but it turns out if you really scrape away and dig a little bit down, it's not what we think it is, because you can't turn anyone away for pre-existing conditions. But you were just talking about the premiums and everything else. The out-of-pocket would probably push people out of the range of what they could afford anyway, correct?
Oh, you're absolutely right. That's been a very astute point. I'm actually a practicing physician, a solo practitioner, and I've seen people come into my practice when I first opened in 2001 who had insurance, who paid nothing out-of-pocket. Now they're coming in with deductibles of $3,000, $5,000, almost $10,000 out of pocket. And every day we have to ration their care because they can't afford to go get a lab done or have an x-ray done or have a procedure done. So even though they carry health insurance, they still can't afford to use it. And the people who have pre-existing conditions, you're right, you cannot be turned away. But there's nothing to say that they can't price you out. And under Obamacare, that mandate for capping out-of-pocket expenses has been delayed. So it's a free-for-all. And insurance companies will gouge, I guarantee it.
As a doctor trying to figure out ways to get care for people, boy, that goes against the grain. That has to really, I would say, be upsetting to you. And certainly, as somebody who's been in practice, as you said, since 2001, is this the worst of the worst since you started becoming a practicing doctor?
You know, it's actually been a slow drip from the beginning. What people may not know is that the mandates now under Obamacare are kind of the icing on the cake. They've been chipping away at the doctor-patient relationship for years. And I've seen my ability to care for my patients and not have a middleman inserted completely erode. I'm in fighting now, and I have been for the past few weeks, with an insurance company to approve a procedure that's covered by every insurance company in the country. But I'm still doing appeals, and it's the patient suffering. And I only can imagine that it'll be worse if I have to fight with Kathleen Sebelius versus Blue Cross.
We're speaking with Dr. Elaine George. She mentioned she's with Project 21, she's also a practicing doctor. And as a physician, you don't want to be... Really, should we have our doctors doing paperwork and pushing and appealing when don't you need to be doing the physician's work? Are we seeing this becoming more of a problem for family physicians?
Actually, it's worse. Now we're being asked to actually gather private information about patients, their sex life, how many partners they have, if they have a gun in their home, if they've ever tried to hurt themselves, how many people live in the household. That's what's called meaningful use, and that's part of the electronic medical records scheme that Obamacare uses. Right now, you're doing it voluntarily, but in the next couple of years, if doctors do not ask these questions and get answers to them, they won't be paid. So we're now becoming agents of the government. And you ask the question of, you know, what I think about it. I think it's making me go against my Hippocratic oath if I join the Obamacare system as a physician. I personally will never do that. And I know there are a lot of doctors who feel the same way.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. There has to be a lot of doctors that are feeling that same kind of pressure and feel incredibly disappointed. Doc, I've even known a lot of doctors who they feel so badly and want to help their patients. They'll just take cash. They'll say, forget your insurance. Mm-hmm. They'll just take cash. I mean, for x-rays, accidents, you know, even things like a broken arm or whatever. Okay, let's get the x-rays because otherwise it's too expensive. So we'll just take the cash and it works out that way. And they cut deals because it doesn't make any sense for the doctor or for the patient. I think you might see more of that. That's probably, do you think that will become more common when it can happen?
Yes, it does. I have colleagues who do that. I also offer a sliding scale for patients who don't have insurance. And I can tell you again, which people won't believe this, but if you don't use your insurance, that means if you don't access it, it's actually cheaper to perform medical procedures, send people for labs, if you're paying out of pocket because you've gotten rid of the middleman. The insurance companies, the government, whoever is inserting themselves and who holds the purse strings has the power. Now, it's horrible enough with private insurance companies, but when the government steps in, then doctors and patients will be on the outside looking in. Ask any Medicare patient. They now are paying more out of pocket. They have less choice. They have less doctors they can see. Yet they're still being asked to contribute more. That's the future of Obamacare.
What do you hope happens? That this gets repealed, gets replaced, or the big fight? Or, you know, I've talked to some doctors that say, okay, we'll put the politics aside, and if nothing's really going to come of this, and it's just the back and forth, back and forth, if it all's rolled out, eventually it'll have to be rolled up because it's going to be such a mess. Do you think that's pretty much on target?
Well, I have two answers for you. First, I think this whole Obamacare fiasco is set up to fail. And I think the end point is single payer, honestly. Medicare for all. That's what they're driving towards. But I do think that as American citizens, we have power that we're not using. I don't think that we should depend on Congress to do it for us. I think we need to step in and do it ourselves. Do not join these exchanges. Save your money, especially if you're healthy. If you're young and healthy, you're going to pay $97 in fine for not joining an exchange versus $15,000 to pay for the privilege of carrying insurance that you probably will never use. That's how you break this. You starve the beast and you don't provide fuel for this Ponzi scheme, which is exactly what it is. People are going to pay money. They're not going to be able to see the doctor or even a hospital at this point. Since we see hospitals downsizing, firing people, they were geared up to actually benefit from Obamacare because they were part of this insider group that set it up for 30 million more people. But the government is now decreasing their reimbursements, and they're now getting a wake-up call that it's not going to be a gravy train. So they're closing their satellite locations. They're decreasing the amount of services that they offer, and patients are now going to have less choice, whether that be a doctor or a hospital or a clinic. That's not what people signed up for. That's not what they were sold, but that's what's going on.
Yeah, and it's a rough time for that to happen, Doc, because you know, we've seen it. There's more disease than ever, cancers of all sorts, and people, when they need help, they're scrambling. They don't know what to do, and it's going to just add to the confusion, don't you think?
Absolutely. I think there's one thing that could answer the point that you just made in stark reality. The government is spending 1%, taking 1% out of the Obamacare pot and using it for hospice care. That means that they're pushing towards palliation, keeping you comfortable. End-of-life decisions are now being taken over by bioethics committees. So it's not about helping you. It's about making you comfortable and getting you out the door, you know, so to speak, as fast as possible because it's cost-effective. It's not about acute care anymore. It's not about keeping you healthy. It's about controlling 1/6 of the economy, about controlling physicians, about controlling your pocketbook, especially if you're middle class.
So depressing. All right, Dr. Elaine George, thanks for being so frank. We enjoy your conversation. We enjoyed your conversation because I think it's very enlightening. Keep fighting the good fight, Doc. Thanks.
Thank you for your time.
Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what Pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Edition of We Can Count. And boy, can we count the numbers. We have a lot of them. First, let's talk about a recall. Nissan, Mazda, they're talking about 260,000 cars. Doesn't seem like much in the scheme of things when you think of how many cars are on the road, but actually it is a lot, because Mazda is saying that the doors in the Mazda 6, I know a couple of people that have Mazda 6 sedans, could open while the cars are in motion. Yikes! So you got kids in the back, that kind of thing. The company says the door latching screws used in the model years 2009 through 2013, the big problem, they say dealers would apply this thread locking adhesive, I guess, and replace the missing screws and tighten them. That's nice to know you've been driving around in a car where the doors could fly open and kids or other people could fly out of the back of it, isn't it? Mm. Nissan is saying two of its Infiniti model cars could stall while in motion. This is scary stuff to me. The M35 and M45 sedans, and that's from 2006 to 2010, over 161,000 cars. They say the accelerator pedal sensors deteriorate, and it sends incorrect signals rather to the engine. So then, all of a sudden, you come to a stop or you idle. Can you imagine that in the middle of, like, traffic somewhere in Los Angeles, you know, that start and stop traffic. In fact, a lot of people have to deal, no matter if you're living in a small town or you're living in a big city, you have to deal with start and stop traffic. This is a crazy story, and this definitely has to do with numbers. 74 people are missing after some Chinese fishing boats sunk during a typhoon. I was looking at the boats, this is radio, but they looked pretty flimsy to me. And what happened is that they were in the South China Sea, and there was this brutal stormy weather that caused a typhoon all of a sudden. So they had gales of about 330 kilometers from one of the Chinese islands out there, and it was pretty nasty. So as of Monday noon, they had actually been able to fish out 14 survivors, but because of the swells, what was happening with the winds, the rough seas, they had to pretty much call off the search. They had a total of five fishing boats with 171 crew folks aboard them that got caught up in this storm. You know, you forget about that. How often do you hear of typhoons? And, of course, in that area, you do hear of typhoons, but we always think of, if something like that happens, we're kind of thinking of something else. We're thinking that tsunamis, or we're thinking of earthquakes and all of that swelling things up, but apparently it happens a lot more than one would think. Shark bites. Boy, it seems to me, I've been talking a lot about shark bites. I don't get it. A man was seriously injured after a shark bit his hand while he was diving off the coast of Ashdod, Israel. Megan Adam said that that it happened while he was fishing, and then he was diving, and he put his hand in the water. So luckily somebody saw, he was rescued right away, and plus the shark took off after that. And there were other divers around him working with actually a couple of friends after the fishing and then diving, and it just bit him on the left arm and then backed out. Boy, you wonder, the first thing I think of is these aren't all great white sharks. I mean, are we talking about bull sharks again? Or, you know, I'm not sure what kind of shark it was that took the action, but whether it's Florida, we've had an attack there, or in the last 3 months, or here we are now, Israel, it does seem like it's on the rise to me. Train crash in Chicago, and, you know, this is another one of those things, I think I've said this before, as somebody who's traveled on a lot of trains, you just don't really think of that when you're a commuter, but, yeah, it can happen. So two Chicago commuter trains were involved in this. The train was parked in a service yard and somehow moved onto a rail. They don't know how. So far, they're looking into it, and smashed into an oncoming train. This happened Monday during rush hour, so there's nothing but questions flying around. 48 people were injured. 33 had to go to hospitals, and pretty much minor injuries. Thank goodness, minor injuries. But how the train jumped over from the track is the curious thing. And as I mentioned, this is during rush hour, so people are hustling around, jumping on, certainly not thinking that, well, this is the day that some strange thing happens, especially with a train that just jumped on to the other track and really jolted people, some of them barely just in their seats, kind of getting down and getting ready for a commute from one of the suburbs. Woo. Congress, you would not be surprised to learn, perfect for weekend count, has terrible numbers. In a recent poll, as all of this happens with health care and the budget and defunding Obamacare and government shutdowns and all that kind of conversation, here's what the latest is in this CNN ORC International poll, and it's kind of history-making, actually. The numbers show that 43% of the people questioned have a favorable view of the Democratic Party. 52 say they see the Democrats in an unfavorable light. The Democrats and the Republicans both are polling not in the wrong direction, I guess you would say, if you were running the party. According to the survey that was released on Monday afternoon, just 10% of Americans, 10%, say they approve of the job Congress is doing. Do you approve of what your representative is doing at this point? 87% say they disapprove of the job federal lawmakers are doing, period. It's higher than it's ever been, at least on this CNN ORC poll since they've been doing it, it's the worst that they've seen. Also, President Obama's approval rating is under 50%, just kind of being steady, but 44% rather of those questioned say they approve of the job that President Obama's doing. 53% give him a thumbs down. 53% give him a thumbs down. So kind of history-making when you think of that 10%. And this is just one poll. All the other polls that are starting to come out are reflecting the same thing. Obviously, people are not happy, and we know that here in America tonight, all the nightly conversations, all the people that we interview, we keep hearing the same things over and over again. And I think it seems as though it's only going to get worse from here. So you wonder when we come up on those elections again and the people who will be up for re-election and the people who will run, how much that could probably change. We may see some new representatives. This is incredibly sad. A man has been released in the Dodger fan death. It's a crazy story that never should have happened, and you can't take things back. But in San Francisco, they're asking for help from anyone who saw this fatal stabbing of a Dodger fan after a man that was suspected in the case, they had to release him. It happened on Wednesday night. Some say it really stemmed from this rivalry between the Dodgers and the Giants, only this time it was in San Francisco. It happened after the Dodgers and the Giants played, and a man wearing Dodgers gear was killed just blocks from the stadium. The crazy thing about this is, and I mentioned it only once on the show, but the 24-year-old Jonathan Denver was his name, was the son of a Dodgers security guard. A day after the stabbing, police picked up a 21-year-old man and said he was going to face murder charges, but Friday night he was released from jail because they didn't have the evidence on him. Because in California, they say it's the people's burden to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant did not act in lawful self-defense. And I guess that's where it got kind of squirrely for the district attorney's office. And the killing is shocking. I mean, this is just completely senseless. The Giants called it horrific. They had a moment of silence for the 24-year-old Denver before a Thursday night game. And, of course, they bulked up security, but it's not going to help anyone now at this point. I certainly hope that they come up with some suspects or somebody saw something that can lead to the arrest of whoever did this, because it's just absolutely just stunning to me that somebody was able to get away with stabbing somebody over the fact that this is just a baseball rivalry. And we saw the same thing when a man was practically, well, he was beat unconscious just a couple of years ago in Los Angeles when he had Dodgers T-shirts on and whatnot. And you can't even have a friendly rivalry anymore, and you can't have people who cheer for the other team in the same stadium. There is something definitely wrong, folks, if that's the case. It makes absolutely no sense to me whatsoever. And quickly, our last one is officially Apple passes Coke as the world's top brand. Yes, it's true. Coca-Cola's 13-year run as the world's most valuable brand on a highly regarded annual list toppled down the Inner Brands yearly best global brands. Apple topped the list. How about that? Knocking off Coca-Cola's reign. And that's this edition of We Can Count.
Utopia Silver understands that mainstream medicine and the rising cost of health care can financially destroy any family. We simply cannot afford to get sick. The only option is to stay healthy. Americans are learning that ill health is not caused by a deficiency of drugs. It's usually the result of a deficiency of minerals, vitamins, proper nutrition, and exercise. UtopiaSilver.com offers colloidal silver and healing protocols for vaccine and radiation poisoning, arthritis, insomnia, and more. If you're sick of unconstitutional government mandates, then stand up now and say no. The time is growing short to put this evil genie back in its bottle. Join Utopia Silver in promoting good health and fighting for our God-given health care rights. Visit UtopiaSilver.com, UtopiaSilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.